coming carries risk you did not plan. Their leaving brings mercy from Ar-Rahman. Honoring the guest.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Respected viewers watching, honoring the guest on the occasion of Eid al-Adha, a special program where you learn about manners of hospitality. Today, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we'll be learning the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam with regards to hospitality and also some of the etiquette manners. To be with us from beginning to end, immense amount of knowledge, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you will be learning. But before we proceed towards our topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh al-Tariqat, Amir of Ahl-Sunnah, Hazrati Allama, Mawlana, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions. As I am delivering this program, I make this intention, I will deliver this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You watching this program, you can make this intention, you will watch from beginning till end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Remember, the more intentions you add, higher the reward easily you can attain. Ask your family members to come and sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and join us in this program from beginning till end. You also get reward of this invitation, and they will learn. If they act upon, you will also get reward of their good deeds. Because you were the source for them to seek knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the perfect role model for believers. And when we look at the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we learn a lot how hospitable Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was. Hospitality was such a distinguished quality of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that when the first revelation descended and the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned home from the cave of Hira, the majesty of the divine revelation caused his blessed body to tremble. Mother of believer Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha converted him and mentioned several noble qualities of his, explaining that Allah Almighty would never forsake him. Among those qualities, she said, وَتَقْرِ الْضَيْفِ You honor and serve your guest generously. Look at the fact Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has not yet announced his prophethood, and as the first revelation has revealed, and when he comes home, how is he being comforted? Allahu Akbar. The quality of him being hospitable was mentioned by Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. That means that she noticed this beautiful attribute, that's why she mentioned. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was generous and was hospitable even before he had announced his prophethood. This is the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we find many other narrations in this regard where we learn about the unique, matchless hospitality of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala and narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam gave a wedding feast for Zainab bint Jahsh greater than that of any of his other wives radiyallahu anhu. A whole goat was prepared for the feast. It was such a grand walima that an entire goat was cooked. Another narration mentions that after the marriage with Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, people were served bread and meat until they ate to their fill. Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, while returning from Khaybar, The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stayed for 3 nights between Khaybar and Medina on the occasion of his marriage to Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. During this stay, he invited Muslims for a Walima feast. There was neither meat nor bread in this feast. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam instructed, leather dining mat was spread out and dates, cheese and clarified butter were placed upon them. Another narration states that the Walima of Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha consisted of roasted barley flour, sattus and dates. Another narration states that the Walima of Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha consisted of roasted barley flour, meaning sattu and dates. And let me mention another beautiful narration. Hazrat Mughira bin Shu'bah radiallahu ta'ala narrates that one night I was a guest of Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He had a goat's foreleg roasted for me, and with great kindness and hospitality, he personally cut pieces from it and placed them before me. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Look at this beautiful seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam put pieces of that meat cut and before a Sahabi Rasul. And this was for education, for ta'aleem, for you, for me, that how should we serve our guests? Allahu Akbar. And we should also follow the beautiful Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When we learn some manners, we have covered few in the previous programs. Inshallah, we'll continue. Respectfully, Sayyidina Raka Ganj Bakhsh Ali Hajveri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has written some etiquettes of hospitality. He writes, when a guest arrives, welcome them with a cheerful face, meaning with a smile and in an enthusiastic way, wholeheartedly, warmly. That's how we should welcome, receive the guest. And second is, give them a respectful place to sit. This is also an important mother pearl which we should be mindful of. This will be a kind gesture to honor the guest, to give them a good place to sit. Number three is, consider the guest's arrival to be from Allah Almighty and their departure to be from Allah Almighty. This is very high etiquette. Means when guest comes, the person should think that they have come by the will of Allah Almighty. When they leave, think that they left by the will of Allah Almighty. Host them, thinking of them as Allah Almighty's servant. The joy of hospitality will double. And he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, further writes, if the guest wants privacy, arrange privacy for them. If the guest needs company, meaning the guest wants someone to sit with them and talk to them, the host should sit with them and talk about good things. Not backbiting, tale-telling, slandering, lying or gossiping, and unnecessary and useless talk we should avoid, but we can talk good things to accompany the guest. And further it is mentioned, if a person has the means to provide new clothes to the guest, they should do so. If they cannot afford it, they should not stress or burden themselves. After mentioning these etiquettes, Sayyidina Rata Ganj Bakhsh rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi mentioned another very beautiful etiquette. Listen to this with full attention and with the ears of your heart. Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, the host should take their guests to meet the scholars. Yes. Ulama al-Haq, Sunni Sahih al-Aqidah scholars, and the pious servants of Allah who live in that city. Subhanallah, how lovely it is. In our society, people go to picnic spots. Then in those places, people often ignore the rules of veiling. During the occasion of Eid, these places are a strange state, to be honest. Music is played, young boys make noise, and so many other wrong things happen. Whereas the noble Sheikh is training us, giving us a mindset that we should take our guests to the scholars and pious servants of the Almighty. Inshallah, we will get the blessings of pious company and receive the prayers of those scholars and pious people. Similarly, every city usually has shrines of pious people, and the saints, rahimahumullah, try to take the guests to these shrines. Present yourselves there, recite Fatiha, and pray, inshallah, many blessings will be gained. These are some etiquettes of hospitality that are mentioned. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to act upon what we have learned. Subhanallah, what a beautiful point we learned, that we should take our guests to the scholars. We should take them to the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is possible, in your locality, there is a gathering of Dawat Islam on Thursdays, and you get guests there at your home, why not give them a mindset to go with you to Ijtima, to attend weekly gatherings of Dawat Islam? Respective viewers, it's a good idea to take them to the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that atmosphere, and alhamdulillah, in the weekly gatherings of Dawat Islami, you find scholars, you find pious servants of Allah ta'ala. Inshallah, this way, this Madani Pearl of Data Ali Hadwiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh will be fulfilled too. Why not invite them to travel in kafilas of Dawat Islami? Whenever you are going to kafila, take them with you, and inshallah, they will benefit. You'll meet scholars, and they will also meet pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to give them good mindset, because the right you have for your guest, you need to be hospitable enough, you need to give them good food and everything. But when you give them a company, that should be good company, as we earlier mentioned, rather than talking about unnecessary talks, rather than talking about politics, rather than talking about issues which we have no concern of. We should exchange knowledge of Deen Islam. We should exchange the knowledge of religion, of faith, what we believe, and that is Deen Islam. Another beautiful pearl we learn, that if it is possible in your locality, there are mazarat, shrines of Awliya Allah, you go pay respect, visit, do Fatiha, and take your guests with you. They can also receive blessings which are sharpened there on those shrines. When we are talking about going visiting to the shrines and doing Fatiha for them on the occasion of Eid, we should also not forget our loved ones who have left this mortal world, especially our parents. If they have passed away, go and visit to them. If your guests are with you, take them with you, and you can also pay visit to the shrines of Awliya Allah. And why not visit your parents and make dua there, make Fatiha there, inshallah. Remember them on this joyful occasion of Eid al-Adha. And if it is possible, do sacrifice on behalf of your late parents, marhum parents, right, inshallah. This way you can also remember them in your du'as. You cannot feed them physically, but you can sacrifice an animal on their behalf, and inshallah, they will receive the reward in their graves. And when we are learning this, subhanallah, we can do another act which will benefit them, and that is Isale Thawab. It is mentioned in a hadith, the state of a deceased in the grave is like a drowning person. They wait instantly for the prayer of a father, mother, brother, or friend to reach them. When a prayer reaches them, it is better in their sight than the world and everything in it. Allah Almighty grants the people of the grave and rewards sent by their living relatives as mountains of light. The gift of the living for the dead is to pray for their forgiveness. We should not forget to pray for the forgiveness of our loved ones. It is narrated, whosoever recites Subhanallah wa bihamdihi 300 times on the day of Eid and sends the reward to the souls of deceased Muslims, 1,000 lights anwar enter the grave of every Muslim. And when the reciter himself passes away, Allah Almighty will send 1,000 lights anwar into his grave. Respected viewers of Madani Sharif, finally, I pray in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, whatever etiquettes, manners we have learned in this program, may Allah give us tawfiq that we are generous and we act upon those Madani pearls. which we have benefited from this very program. Ameen, Jahin, Nabeel, Ameen. That's all for today. Keep watching Madani Channel. Enjoy, celebrate Eid, but within the limits of Sharia. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
They're coming, carries risk you did not plan. They're leaving, brings mercy from Ar-Rahman.